I just feel like I should have a piece of long grass in my mouth and a hat on with my boots up with that music. We just got a whole bunch of new music. When we were diving under our desks, we thought it was a nuclear drill. And then that one's just like kicking back. Anyway, all right, here we go. I've always admired this guy. I still do. I've always stood by him. I still do. He's the former governor of the great state of Michigan, Rick Snyder, who has talked with us when he started his sensible cyber company, cyber security company called Sensei. And Governor Rick Snyder's on the other end of our line. I hope business is going well, Governor.
It is, Paul W. It's great to be with you again. And yeah, I appreciate your comments about the music. So let's get things warmed up here.
Well, with our relentless positive radio, we have a variety of theme songs that we use here. And we want to talk about cybersecurity because it is a big problem and important, but I would be remiss in not at least getting your thought, your opinion on whatever you can say about what has now happened with Genesee County Circuit Judge Elizabeth Kelly's dismissal of the felony charges on seven of your colleagues involving the Flint water crisis. I'm told by Todd Flood earlier that the judge will also be releasing you from charges because the Supreme Court doesn't stand by the one-man grand jury ability to be indicted. So any thoughts?
Well, I just appreciate the Michigan Supreme Court doing the right thing and finding justice in this and coming up with a wonderful opinion that represented the law. So it's time to move forward.
I will agree with you, not 100%, but 1,000%. All right. It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Where did that come from?
Actually, it's been around for 19 years.
Wow. Yeah,
it's been around for a long time. There's the National Cybersecurity Alliance in partnership with the federal government created this concept. And it's a good thing, Paul W., because as you just mentioned, you hadn't really heard of it, but cybersecurity is a huge issue and only becoming bigger. And so I think it's really important we highlight ways people can protect themselves this month. Hopefully it'll get their attention so they can do more year-round to be safer.
Well, this is excellent because I do believe, just from paying attention, that that cybersecurity is a big problem and could get much bigger, especially when we get into the autonomous vehicles one day down the road and all of that. It's a big problem. Tell us a couple of tips, Governor, that we should all do to be better protected.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to give you a couple tips, but just to reinforce what you said too, Paul W., attacks just went up over 400% last year in small business in that category. Geez. And it's happening to everyone. But two simple tips I'd give people. Do strong passwords. And I know sometimes that can irritate people, but you've got to have passwords that have capital letters, you know, lowercase letters, those special characters, numbers. Combine them and try to get at least 10, 11 characters in these because they can crack a password simpler than that in a matter of seconds that bad guys can. So you do need these complex passwords. But an even bigger point on passwords I'd give you is don't reuse them. Never use the same password more than once, because if you happen to have a leak with a credit card or with a merchant where your password gets out, they got that password then, and they'll try it on all your other accounts. So it's really important you don't reuse passwords. And the last one, I'll give you just a quick one. This one's really easy, is turn automatic updates on your devices or your applications. Usually there's a place you can go to say, do you want the automatic updates to happen? And you don't want to have to manually do these. You'll forget about doing them. And it's really important you stay up to date with your software.
You know, part of the problem, and this is not your problem, but the reality is most of us have to have so many passwords. We carry around a bunch of passwords, and then 30, 60, 90 days in, we're told we have to change them again.
Yeah, no, it's rough. So one way to help solve that, it doesn't solve it totally, is get a password manager. There are simple applications you can buy or find that will keep all your passwords. So you have to remember one password to get into those systems. And again, make sure that's complex and you're not reusing passwords. But consider a password manager, because I can tell it's driving you nuts.
What got you involved in this, Governor? I know you were involved in computers way back when, but what got you so interested in cybersecurity back in the beginning and even now?
Well, it goes way back to my Gateway days, and it really comes, if you're the beneficiary of using all this wonderful technology, if you're seeing the benefits, if it's part of your life, I believe you have to be equally responsible about the negative side, the scary stuff. Because if you're not, you're in trouble. And so that's where I've been passionate. So most people don't recognize we were the leading state in the nation for state government in doing cybersecurity when I was governor. We led the other states by far. I was chair of the National Governors Association Task Force on Cyber. We did a lot of wonderful things. We just didn't go out and tell people because if we would have told everyone, we would have become a bigger target.
Right.
But we did great work then, and this is just a continuation. I view it as small business. That's why we need to help them because they don't have people really to help them out there other than us.
No, that's absolutely right, and they need just as much protection and help as the big guys who spend a lot more money on that, and that's where Sensei comes in. And let me just say, if you want to get more help or information, you certainly can go to staysafeonline.org, staysafeonline.org, or be in touch directly with your company, Governor Snyder, and that is Sensei.com, S-E-N-S-C-Y.com, Sensei.com. It's great catching up with you. Everything else going well?
Going well. Enjoying being a grandfather. That's a blast.
Oh, my goodness. Do you still have a beard?
I just grow it back for the winter season and because Hayden, my granddaughter, would like it for the holidays.
Because it's the right color for Santa.
That's right. You got it.
And I got it, too. All right. Thank you so much, Governor Snyder. God bless you.
It's great to be with you, Paul W. Take care.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to see.
Yeah.
Can you come back every Wednesday in Cybersecurity Month? Because there's a lot more to learn. Let's do that. Can we plan on that?
Absolutely. I always enjoy talking to you, and that's a good way to help people.
All right. Let's do it as we continue on WJR.